from KQED.
Finally today, the 1950s style of music known as rockabilly has seen a resurgence around the world, and some of the hottest bands are coming out of Southern California, driven by Hispanic musicians and a small label called Wild Records. As KCRW's Avishai Artsy reports, the label operates more like a family than a business.
It's almost midnight on a Saturday, and this Mexican restaurant in Burbank called Viva Cantina is packed. The crowd of young, mostly Hispanic rockabilly fans is here to see the Rhythm Shakers.
All right, guys, let's hear for the Rhythm Shakers. Hey, sorry, you're asleep. Let's hear for the Rhythm Shakers.
That's the founder of Wild Records, Reb Kennedy. Unlike most of the musicians, he's not Hispanic. In fact, he's an Irishman, a former punk rocker raised in a working-class neighborhood in Dublin. Singer Marlene Perez says she and her label mates see Kennedy as a father figure.
My car was broken down. I had no way of transportation. You know, I never asked him for help, but he just basically said, come over to my house, pick up the spare car, use it as long as you need to.
Omar Romero, head studio engineer and singer for Omar and the String Poppers, opened his own barbershop after Kennedy fronted him the money to get it started.
You know, some people, hey, Reb, I can't pay my rent, man. He'd be like, okay, well, here's 2 months' rent. Pay me when you can. You know, just like that.
Kennedy admits that he sees the label as more than just a business.
We are a very unusual record label because the people who do know us and the fan base we have worldwide, they call us the Wild Family. Now, it sounds ridiculous. It sounds corny, but it actually runs that way.
Kennedy says the way he runs the label has a lot to do with his first career. His little sister was born with Down syndrome, and as a teenager, he volunteered to work with kids with special needs. He got his degree in early childhood education, worked as a teacher, and managed London's most expensive kindergarten. He moved to San Francisco with the plan to open his own kindergarten, but he got derailed, becoming a successful music promoter for rockabilly legends.
After a while, I loved working with the original guys, but I wanted to find something new and fresh. So once a month, I would get in my car with my wife, Jenny, drive down to L.A. and start going to small clubs, and I discovered Lewis and the Wild Teens. They were a ramshackle unit, not the best players, and I've been very kind. The enthusiasm and the energy on stage, though, blew me away. I'd never seen anything like it.
Kennedy founded Wild Records and released this single from Lewis and the Wild Teens, La Rebel Donna. It was the first of many Hispanic acts, earning Wild Records the reputation of being a Mexican rockabilly label. Kennedy doesn't see it that way.
I never had an intention of starting up a Mexican rock and roll label. Oddly, what happened was in Los Angeles, the talent pool is coming from young Hispanic guys and girls.
I visited the Wild Records recording studio. It's a one-room shack in Kennedy's backyard in quiet suburban Altadena, just north of L.A.
The reason we record on tape is because of the presence. We really believe that tape captures presence, that any type of digital recording doesn't do that. It just doesn't. On the machine, we were just working on a session actually with Omar for his new album. And I'll just play you something that's cute.
There are no windows or air conditioning, and the albums are often recorded in one hot, sweaty, day-long session, then mixed, mastered, and sent to the manufacturer within a week. The albums have an intense punk edge to them.
We want to capture the energy, we want to put it in the bottle, and then we want to release it.
While there's a strong rockabilly scene in the area, it hasn't gotten a lot of attention from critics. A new documentary, Los Wild Ones, aims to bring it out from the underground. Meanwhile, the Wild Records bands go on tour to Europe, Japan, and other parts of the world and sell out huge venues. At a concert at a swap meet south of L.A., I talked to 19-year-old Andrew Iniguez, who plays upright bass with Omar and the String Poppers. He grew up in Santa Ana in Orange County and says there were a lot of gangs in his neighborhood.
The reason why I joined a band is because
as a Mexican in an environment where we grew up with gangs and violence, we see music as a getaway.
The singer Giselle, whose strong voice blends soul with rock and doo-wop, was signed by Reb when she was 16. Mm-hmm. She says that changed her life.
Well, I got a love that moves me so.
He's seen me grow up on the label, and he's seen everything I've been through pretty much. And honestly, like, I'd have to say I went from being this young, divorced mother that was really like, man, I haven't done nothing with my life, to joining Wild Records. And Reb's gotten me the opportunity to travel almost everywhere in Europe.
These aren't full-time musicians. They all have day jobs and don't expect to make a living from music anytime soon. But if the rockabilly scene and Wild Records continues to grow, perhaps that could change. For the California Report, I'm Avishai Artsy.
And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director is Susie Racho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman. The online team includes Olivia Hubert-Allen, David Weir, Lisa Pickoff-White, and Chad McClymans. Our interns are Jenny Simone and Nicholas Arce. The California Report's editorial team includes Victoria Malleon, Polly Stryker, Ingrid Becker, and Bruce Kuhn. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.